Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Matt Fortuna covers college football as well as anybody. The college landscape changed a bunch this past weekend with the losses of Notre Dame to Miami, Georgia to Auburn. We'll look at the new college football playoff rankings. Also want to talk Heisman Trophy. Is it over? Is it Baker Mayfield's and we should all go our separate ways and just wait for the ceremony now? We'll talk to Matt coming up in about 13 minutes. What percentage chance do you give the Redskins to beat the Saints? I'm saying 30%. Danny is saying 20%. You don't see it because you don't see them stopping the run.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part. And here's the difference. Last week, you couldn't stop Minnesota. This is Minnesota, but with a Hall of Fame quarterback. So if they need to throw the ball, I bet you they haven't forgotten how to do it. They just haven't had to. They put up 47 points last week without Drew Brees throwing a touchdown. If Drew Brees needs to go to the well and start dotting the I because you got a lead, bet you he'll be okay at it.
I think the Redskins hang with the Saints because I think that they will stop the run a little bit better early on this week than they did against Minnesota. My reasoning for that is that I believe Matt Ioannidis is going to be back. Now, that isn't to say that Matt Ioannidis is some savior and he walks through that door and all of a sudden it's 2.2 per carry all game long. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. They're going to get gashed, and ultimately they're going to lose because they can't stop the run if they don't. I do think they're going to have a better fighting chance to do that than they did. But here is my script for Washington actually being able to hang in the game. New Orleans does have a couple of flaws. We talked about how successful they've been defensively since week two. They're 19th in yards per play overall. They are 30th in stopping the run themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are two teams in the league that are worse at stuffing the run than the Saints. One of them is the New England Patriots, who have had a really good scoring defense lately. The other is Kansas City. The Redskins played one of those games against Kansas City. They played one of those teams, and they were right there because they stayed balanced. They didn't run it great in that game, but they ran it effectively enough.
They ran it, yeah.
That they were able to set up play action, make some plays in the passing game. I actually think offensively this game could resemble that KC game a little bit. In that game, their defense was great in the first half, terrible in the second half. And eventually they lost because of time of possession and getting fatigued and worn down, which is what I think would happen and how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a similar kind of 27-23 type game where they are on the wrong end. But where I give them a better chance than you is I think they're going to be able to run the ball. And if they really do commit to it, I don't have a ton of confidence yet in Samaje Perine. I think he's better than he's played. I think people are down on him more than they should be at this point. But if you give him 20 attempts, if you have a combined, maybe it's only 18 for him and it's 9 or 10 for Chris Thompson. But they can get up over 25 rushes. By staying balanced, it means that they have long, sustained drives.
Right.
Means that they're ahead of the sticks. I think this is a game where you could do that, where Perine can average 4.2 a carry, where Thompson can maybe carry the ball 8 or 9 times and average 4.5, 5 a carry because he rips one long one off. And it sets up some things in the passing game. Those are the days where the Redskins operate like that on offense, where they knock off good teams. They did it against the Rams. They did it against the Chiefs. You saw them do that a couple other times this season at home where they didn't run the ball for 150 yards, but they ran the ball enough against Oakland. They ran the ball enough to set some other things up. Adams and Burke. Adam, what percentage chance do you give the Skins to beat the Saints?
Hello?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, how are you, Grant? Danny, huge, huge fan, daily listener. Love you guys to death.
Appreciate it,
bud. Two of the smartest sportscasters, if that's what you guys want to call yourself, I've listened to.
Wow.
Anyway.
I call you a kind gentleman, sir.
What a sweetheart this guy is.
Adorable man.
Thank you. I'll make this short and sweet. Not really a huge Redskins fan. I have Kirk on my fantasy squad. Really think we have a 0% chance. They are going to run the ball down our throat, and it's not even going to be a fun game to watch. I am so sorry to break it to all those Washington Redskins diehard fans, but it is not going to be a fun game to watch. This is not the Saints of, I believe, what they were in the Super Bowl 2007-08 against the Colts. But, yeah, this is Breeze of a new type of era. This is a running team. We can't stop them, so I really don't know what else I could say.
I agree with most of that. I hope that this week we're wrong for a few hours on a Sunday and they're able to. But the matchup's not good. The Redskins are the worst they've been all season at stopping the run, and they're playing the best team at running the ball that they've played.
Let me throw the counter tray at you, so to speak. The last 5 weeks, the Saints have had the benefit of playing some of the worst quarterbacks this league has to offer. The last time they put a good one, they gave up 38 points to the Detroit Lions. Now, they turned them over 5 times, and it was a weird shootout, and the game was crazy. But they have played Mitch Trubisky, a terrible, struggling Tampa Bay Bucs team, and this past week in Buffalo, they couldn't do much at all. Green Bay didn't have Aaron Rodgers.
They played games where Fitzpatrick comes in for Winston and Peterman comes in for Taylor.
They shut out the Miami Dolphins, who are terrible. We all know that.
And they did that on a day where Cutler wasn't playing.
Yeah. So is there a chance that maybe this defense is good? Obviously, you can't do this without being good. But is there a chance they're actually not that good?
Yeah, I think that that's actually true. I mean, I just went through the numbers. They're 19th middle of the pack in yards per play, and they're 30th against the run. I do think the defense is slightly overrated. That said, Danny, we played that exact same game you just played against the Vikings last week.
Vikings.
Look who they've played. Look what they've done. Well, they scored 38 points on you, and they went for 400 yards, and Chris Thielen looked like an all-pro. So, yes, I think that your point's correct, but I don't know that that matters as of 1 o'clock. Let's go to Vishal in Woodbridge. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Good. So, Danny, you stole the words out of my mouth. I'm giving the Redskins a 50-50 simply for that reason. The Saints are 7-0 over the last 7 weeks, but they've played a Rodgers-less Packers. They've played the Bucks, the Bills, the Bears, you know, Panthers before they got on any sort of roll. They lost to the Vikings and the Patriots. Two great teams, but I don't think we are as bad off coming into this week as a lot of people think we are.
They have played a soft schedule, but they've also dominated some of those teams. It's one thing to beat the Bills on a day where Tyrod's bad and Peterman plays. You scored 47, and they didn't get into the double digits until the final minutes. But it's a good call, and it's an accurate point. Flip is in D.C. Flip, I loved your song with Leah Sunshine back in the day when I was in high school.
Thank you. I get that a lot. I also get Flip Wilson a lot.
Oh, okay. I don't know Flip Wilson.
What about Flip Orley? He's a comic. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, okay. Basically, last caller stole my thing, too. I was just saying it's got to be a 50-50 chance just because the Redskins can play strong. But the only thing is the Redskins, they're that trap game for all the other teams. Like, when the other teams in the league are having their meetings, they're probably telling each other, like, hey, we're playing the Skins. We can win this game. We just have to be careful because it can be a trap game. I just think the Skins are strong enough to win. But if I was putting money on it, I'd say 49% chance Skins win, 51% chance Saints.
I like that, 49, hedging there with the 51. They have beaten good teams. I mean, they beat the Rams on the road. They beat mm-hmm. the Seahawks on the road. For whatever reason, they've been better on the road. Kyle, Fairfax, what's up?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. I think it's a 25% chance to win. I think Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon are much worse versions of yes. Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. And I think a good game plan for the Redskins would be what Grant said. You've got to run the ball aggressively with P. Ryan. I mean, Rob Kelly doesn't fumble, but if you saw him try to cut for the last 5 weeks, he would fall down or almost break his ankle. I'm actually happy P. Ryan's getting this opportunity. But at the end of the day, you cannot just fix a depleted defensive line against a team that can run the ball. But again, if we run the ball, we try to control time of possession, anything can happen, but it's a slim chance.
Thanks, as always, Kyle. Appreciate you, buddy. As to P. Ryan, I'm with you. Assuming he doesn't fumble, I don't think they're getting worse at running back. We'll see how much better they get.
That's TBD, right?
But you're definitely not getting worse. Rob Kelly's a guy. P. Ryan might be a guy, but he's not worse than that. And there's a reason why he was so successful in the Big 12 at Oklahoma, and we'll see. Never run out of the power eye, as Jay Gruden pointed out yesterday, if he's gotten more comfortable and if he looks better with more touches. Matt Fortuna, speaking of the Big 12 in Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield going to win the Heisman? National championship picture with the playoff field reset after this past weekend. He'll cover it all with us next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.